This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. The Vermont House this week engaged in one of its first major policy debates of this session. The issue was the future of Act 46. That's the state's school district consolidation law. With us now to take a look at this debate and what it means is VPR's Pete Hirschfeld. Hey, Pete.
Hi, Bob.
Great to have you here. The House this week spent 2 days debating the future of Act 46. So why is this issue coming before lawmakers at this time?
I think in order to understand why it's coming before them now, we need to do a very brief history of Act 46 for folks. So bear with me here. This was a law that was passed in 2015, and the law required the 375 or so school districts in Vermont to merge with neighboring districts so that the state would have a lot fewer districts, but they'd be a lot larger. And the driving idea behind this law was that there are economies of scale to be had in this $1.6 billion public education system, but that districts can't hope to exploit those economies of scale unless they figure out a way to unify so that they can start sharing staff and equipment and infrastructure. It had become clear that districts were not going to consolidate on their own, so lawmakers issued this mandate from Montpelier, this Act 46 mandate saying you shall merge. And the deadline they set for completing these mergers was July 1st of this year. So why is this a big issue now? Well, there are about 50 school districts in the state that have really struggled to complete this merger transition. They say they're not ready to move forward, that they can't find an agreeable solution in their communities, and they want to postpone that deadline. Well, this is the last legislative session before the deadline hits, which means it's their last chance to get the deadline changed. And so lawmakers who are working on those districts' behalves are putting this issue right on the front burner.
So on Wednesday, the issue came up. The focus was on an amendment sponsored by Stowe Representative Heidi Sherman. What did that amendment do?
Well, you remember those 50 districts I mentioned that have not gotten their mergers in place. Heidi Sherman's amendment would have basically given all of them one more year to comply with the Act 46 merger deadline. Instead of having to complete those mergers by July 1st of this year, they'd get until July of 2020. Sherman's amendment, I should mention, would not have prohibited these districts from moving forward with the merger earlier than that. But what it would do is allow these school boards to take the extra year if they felt like they needed it. Heidi Sherman argues there's another reason to do this other than sort of this time crunch. About 30 districts filed a lawsuit late last year that challenges the state's authority to force them to merge in the first place. That case is making its way through the courts as we speak. And Heidi Sherman says districts can't be expected to take steps towards a merger while that court case is pending. And she says it's all the more reason to give these districts an extra year so that this court case can play out before districts plot their next steps.
So the vote on that amendment was 74 against 69 in favor. Did people think it was going to be that close?
You know, I think people thought it might be close, maybe not quite that close. I think it would have truly shocked people if that amendment had passed. But you have to keep in mind, there are a lot of lawmakers whose constituents are affected by this Act 46 mandate. These lawmakers are under enormous pressure to do something in Montpelier to help solve this perceived problem at the local level. And also remember, this is not a particularly partisan issue, right? We saw progressives, Democrats, Republicans all coming together to support this year-long delay. So it wasn't terribly surprising to see such a broad base of support for the idea.
So then on Thursday afternoon, the House took up this debate again. It supported an amendment quite strongly that was backed by the House Education Committee. What does this amendment do?
So what this amendment does is it says we have these 50 districts that haven't merged yet, right? And lawmakers in the House, at least, have decided we think that these 50 school districts kind of fit neatly into two broad categories. And for one of those categories, you have to abide by the original deadline of this coming July. We're not going to budge on that. But for this other category of school districts, we're going to go ahead and grant you this year-long delay. So what are those categories? Well, this first category that has to abide by the sooner timeline, the one that's coming up right in this July, these are districts that have assembled a merger study committee. They've put together a merger plan, and they put that plan before voters, but the voters rejected it. And if you have done all of those things, you do not get more time to comply with this merger mandate. You're still on the hook. If you haven't done any of that, if your district hasn't put together a merger study committee, hasn't put together a plan, hasn't put it out for a vote, you're in the category that gets an extra year.
So let me see if I have this right. Towns that have presented a merger plan to their voters and had that plan rejected by voters, they still have to adhere to the July 1st, 2019 deadline.
Yes.
And towns that haven't made it that far in the process, so voters haven't had an opportunity yet to vote on it for whatever reason, they're going to get another year.
They get an extra year. And I know it seems like there's some cognitive dissonance there, right? Communities where local voters have said, we think this is a terrible idea. We don't want to do it. These are the ones that are going to have to move more quickly to get it done, right? But lawmakers say, look, this suggests to us that they already have a doable merger plan on the table, something they could move forward with. They've done the legwork to make it happen. Now it's just a matter of making it happen. And they think that by keeping this firmer deadline in place, it's going to force these districts' hands and make them move toward a merger more quickly than they might otherwise.
So this passed the House yesterday. Now it goes over to the Senate. Is the Senate likely to look at this issue differently?
That really remains to be seen. I've talked to a few different senators about this over the first few weeks of the session, and they have some real concerns about delaying this merger mandate. One, they think it's unfair to districts who have already done the hard work of complying with the law, right? A lot of these districts that have already merged, they didn't particularly want to do that, but they said, look at this. We got this state mandate breathing down our necks. We better get this done. And they think to turn around and give a year-long reprieve to other districts would be viewed really unfavorably by a lot of the districts that have already done this. Secondly, a lot of lawmakers fear that delaying the deadline will also prolong the acrimony and division in the communities where these mergers have been really hot-button issues and have really, really torn communities apart in many ways. Finally, they say it delays the operational efficiencies that they think are going to happen when these mergers finally get done. And they say, look, if you put off the merger deadline for a year, it means it's going to take us just another year to get to the place where we had wanted to go in the first place.
We're almost out of time, but you mentioned the 30 districts that have filed a lawsuit. Do we have any idea when we might hear from the courts about this?
What we're hearing is that we could expect the judge in that case to issue some preliminary findings as soon as next week. Mid-February is what a lot of people are hearing. There are a lot of lawmakers in the Senate that don't want to touch this proposal until they hear what the judge has to say on this case. Maybe not a final ruling, but something that indicates where he's leaning. So that could play a really key role in where the Senate decides to take this.
We'll be keeping an eye on that for sure. VPR's Pete Hirschfeld, many thanks for helping us understand the complexities of Act 46.
Thank you, Bob.